Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, welcome to The Guinea Pig. I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, an oculoplastic surgeon and aesthetic doctor.
And I'm Fiona Golfer, a writer and journalist. I'm no stranger to a cosmetic procedure, and I'm willing to try pretty much anything.
Which is why I'm here, to make sure Fiona and anyone else that's out there considering a treatment to help make a better informed decision safely and to try and collect as much information as they can.
Every fortnight, this podcast comes to you from Mariam's clinic in Chelsea. If you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then The Guinea Pig is here to help you. Hi, we're back in the clinic with another episode of The Guinea Pig. How are you doing, Fi?
Hi, Mariam. Well, I'm fine, except for, as you know, I've been afflicted this week. I've had a rather large spot. Actually, a large spot is too kind a word for it. I've had a sort of second head grow on my face. And obviously, you got the panicked phone call. It was the day before I was going to something where I needed to look my best. It's always the day before you need to look your best, as far as I can tell.
Of course, of course.
So I thought it was a good time for us to talk about spotty issues.
So yes, this is a huge subject and one that we could spend hours talking about, but we thought we'd invite Dr. Justine Hexall to the clinic. She is a consultant dermatologist and she will go through some of the basics of acne.
I'm an NHS consultant dermatologist and have been for 14 years. I also have my own clinic in Sussex where I do all sorts of dermatology, you know, acne, psoriasis, skin cancer, and also some aesthetic dermatology as well.
On the face, what are the most common spots that we encounter?
So on the face, and that's an important point because not everything is acne. So people come to see me in clinic with their acne, which they've been using quite strong acne treatments for, and they've got rosacea. So it's understandably getting worse. So it's kind of like differentiating your different spots. So it might be a rosacea spot. As you say, it could be a little blood vessel. It could be an acne spot. It could be a pustule, or it could be a closed, what we call a closed comedema, a white head or a black head. So many different forms of spot, I suppose. So it's quite an umbrella term. The worst thing you can do is start making it more inflamed. So over cleansing it with strong astringent, like alcohol based, very soapy products, which are going to change the natural acidic pH of the skin, is going to make it dry and irritated and actually make the situation worse. So getting in early and using a very gentle or sort of much more sort of, I suppose, intelligent skincare regime is a good idea.
Intelligent skincare, I think, is always the most important. I think people, as you said, are misguided. There are so many claimed experts. They're not experts in what they're claiming to be. They have their own scenario. And then all of a sudden, a few people follow them and they've become the guru in, you know, skincare or what's important in skincare. And I think for what I see, I sometimes treat people from that have acne scarring or pigmentary remnants from previous acne. And I see how actually long after the spot is gone, they're still having the ramifications of the process that happened there before. And I think that leaves a great impact on them in terms
psychologically,
yes. In terms of confidence.
Sure.
And I guess it's something more than confidence. It can shape their personality if it happens at such a young age.
I think that it's important to differentiate what may be going on. So, for example, if your face is flushing, you're getting spots in the middle of your cheeks, you've got no blackheads or whiteheads, and it's worse than the sun, it might be rosacea. Yes. So don't start using harsh sort of acne products on a rosacea skin. So making sure we've got the right diagnosis, I think, is really, really important. And if you're not sure, then I would definitely seek advice.
I think if you are going to squeeze a spot, I think we should be able to sort of at least advise you the best way to do it.
Yeah.
I've never been able to stop anybody, including myself. I mean, no. I squeezed my way through my teens. So I loved squeezing spots, and anybody else's I could get my hands on. But
yes, if you squeeze and nothing's coming out, then I would just sort of hold back and give it a couple of days, you know, let it go. If it's going to come easily, then yes, it probably is quite nice to sort of squeeze that spot. But just make sure you're doing it with clean hands and don't keep pressing if nothing's coming out, because you'll probably drive the inflammation sort of deeper and increasing your risk of scarring.
And that episode of The Guinea Pig will be available in full in a week's time on all major platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Acast.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialing a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.